The Torah tells us in our parasha, Adam ki abor b'saro seito is the pachad. A person that has on the or b'saro, the skin of his flesh, he has it. Seito is the pachad. So Hashemah says an amazing, amazing, amazing explanation. It's something that's far from the simple explanation, but yet so deep. He says that before chet, the chet of Adam Arishon, a person had the ability to see everything so beautifully. The light of creation, the or of the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, and everything that God had created was so visible, so clear. There was such clarity. And then what happens when man sins? After Adam and Chava sin, they take the aleitena, they take the fig leaves and they cover themselves up with it. And then we're told that Vayas Katnot or Vayal Bishem. God makes them clothing. God chooses to take care of them despite what they did. And what happens? It's Katnot or, it's clothing of or. Interesting. Adam Kie Be'or Besaro. Katnot or. It's the same thing. There's the skin. The clothing is made of some sort of skin. And Adam Kieba or Besaro. What is going on at all? What is going on in these psukim? The answer is that the or, there's something that goes missing. What ends up happening is or is from the word iver. This is with an ayin, not an aleph. It's not light, but iver. What happens to a person is after Adam Rishon sin, there becomes darkness, blindness in the world. Man can't see. You can't see the beauty of creation. What happens? It's still there, but it's hidden. Our skin has holes. It's porous. It allows a chalon. It's a window in and out of the body. What happens is that light inside us is trapped, but when you look at it, Be'or B'saro, you can see the in your skin, you can see somehow into there. It's a very deep concept, but what he's basically saying is that when a person gets a nega, when a person gets an affliction in their flesh, what it really is it's a window into the human being. It's a window into what's going on. But not necessarily to say, beat this person down, look what's wrong with him, but rather to give him direction and instruction. What do you do, Adam ki abor b'saro? What happens when there's something on your skin like that? What do you have to do? A person has to go to the Kohen. Go to the Kohen for direction. Ask him what you can do. And listen to what the Sfas Emes does. This Fasemis so beautifully plays off the language of or and or. He says that when you have the window in your flesh and your or with an ayin, you see the or with an aleph. You go to the Kohen and you approach him and say, something's wrong. I'm not doing it right. I beg you, help me figure out how I can look into my or with an ayin and find the or with an aleph. What we try to do, and the purpose of Tzaras, is God's way of saying, Adam, remember him? He messed up. But if you look at that window carefully, clearly, check it so well, you have a chance to return to the or with an aleph, the light, with absolute clarity of pre-Adam Harishon sin.